about, are you bald? Do you have hair? Why is this around your head? Why do you wear skirts? Why are you covered up? Disrespectful things like that. And that's not okay. That, first of all, does not concern them on what we wear. They, if they have questions, they should at least ask for some more respectfuler and not to be rude about it.
In Minneapolis, there was no racism at all. I had all friends that were all different, white, black, Mexican. When I came to St. Cloud, I have never felt like this my whole life. Like, they are so rude and disrespectful to Somalis. All my friends used to be all white. And when I came here, I have no white friends. They're all Somali. The Minneapolis community, they accept everything because it's a big city. They accept everything there. Yeah, it's all diverse. And here, when they see Somali, they'll like talk about them like, we know English, we know what you're saying.
You know, us as Somali students, we've all encountered some sort of racist act. And you know what, we're fed up with it. The white students who are racist never actually talk to a Somali student. If they did, I feel like they will get to know us much better and appreciate who we really are.
This is the
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, greetings of peace. Welcome to the show, the Dean Show. I'm with Sheikh Muhammad Hassan. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
AskAMuslim.com. You're involved with this beautiful organization, and the work that you guys are doing is wonderful. People have so many queries, so many questions, and they can come to a Muslim who's out there qualified as you guys to answer many of these questions. How long have you been involved with this project?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. Nice being with you. Jazakallahu khairan for coming. I've been with Ask a Muslim for almost 2 years now, alhamdulillah. And we are just working with the da'wah and facilitating the da'wah to those who need, inshallah.
What's the most important thing that you see now? Like, you're originally from where, Somalia?
No, I'm from Somalia.
Are you related to Sheikh Saeed from Abu? Because your masjid here is Abu Huraira. I think he was over there, Abu Huraira. You know Sheikh Saeed? You play ball with him?
No, I know him. I know Sheikh Saeed. Jazakallahu khairan. He's running the masjid Abu Huraira. Used to be. Now he's, I think, running Sakina, another center. So we came from Somalia, both of us. Yeah. And he came from north side and I came from the south side. Yeah. But there is no other relationship.
Okay. No, you, when you play ball, you're on opposite teams, the same team. I'm just joking. How about you know Imam, you know Sheikh Faisal from Chicago, Imam Faisal.
I know Sheikh Faisal, and when we was in the refugee camp, he was there also. And
Imam Faisal.
Naam, he was there. Sheikh Faisal. Naam.
Yeah, you want to give him salam? He's from Chicago, right?
Naam. I also went to school with his brother Abdul Radif. Wow. We were in same class. His older brother, so I know him. MashaAllah, Jazakallahu khair, Sheikh Saleh, Sheikh Faisal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What advice now do you have for the imams, for the people out there, you know, to be able to make that human connection? And what are the things that are needed now? Because you can bring some of this back home culture here, doesn't fit with the culture here. So that you don't, again, there are things that are fixed in the deen, you can't compromise them, you follow me? But that you've seen with your experience that people need to be equipped to be able to answer some of these tough questions.
The da'wah has a principle. And no one can just give a fatwa. No one can just answer a questions. But you have to have a knowledge. You have to have knowledge, because what you're saying, it goes back that you are, like you are saying, oh, Allah said this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam this, saying this. So you have to have the knowledge when you're saying, and it's not going to be enough to only know the hadith and the ayah, quoting hadith and ayah. But sometimes you have to know the fiqh, and you have to know also something called al-milal wal-nihal, which means that the firq wal-adiyan, the parties that the religion also sometimes, you know, goes, and was the khila, was, you know, the it's called a firq. And also you have to know, also you have to equip yourself knowledge that way, knowing that also the Bible. And sometimes, you know, it's very tough questions. And if you don't know all these things and you're trying to help this person, it is good always to say that I don't know. That's also half of the ilm.
Have you had any experience with the media, people asking you as an imam, saying, what are you doing to combat any extremism? You have, you know, in Somalia, they have, what is this, the Boko Haram, and what? And people's minds are confused. They think Islam, anyone who's Muslim practicing, he's a radical. How do you deal with this?
Now, we hear that all the time, misconceptions. And also, we answer what we know. What we don't know, we don't know it. But Islam is always clear and, you know, nice. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the book is clear, if anyone is following. What Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned it is clear also, and the way the Muslims are acting. But when the media approaches us and asks us questions, which are sometimes very complicated, you know, they are just fishing, little awkward word that you said. But it is better, you know, to clearly answer whatever you know. What you don't know, that means you don't know it.
Yeah. So what do you say in this case when they try to when they try to put Islam next to terrorism, right?
And alhamdulillah, Islam is not terrorizing anybody. And Islam is the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to the mankind. When Prophet Muhammad was sent to the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you were sent to the mankind. So Islam is just the way of life. Islam is a beast. Islam comes all the package that the human needs. So when you only see that little, you know, somebody who did some extreme thing did it, we cannot attach that one into the Islam. It's like the way, this is what they say sometimes. I heard that a very nice analogy, which is that if you're driving a nice car, you know, if that car, gets accident, so is the car the reason, the responsibility is the car or the driver?
Yeah, the driver.
The
yeah.
fault is the driver. So those who are just, acting and claiming that they are Muslims, if they do something that is out of Islam, that means we cannot attach that action into the Islamic. Islam is a beautiful religion. Islam is the religion of the mankind, and you will receive, by practicing Islam and believing it, a peace and prosperity.
Beautiful. What other advice do you have for those who are really motivated? I mean, this is a responsibility to share this message with love, with understanding, with kindness, and many people, they're not heeding the call. They're not realizing that this is indeed a responsibility on every Muslim to his or her capability. Is that correct?
Now, every Muslim is ambassador to represent this beautiful religion. And some of the scholars, they are quoting in their books, saying that when Islam reaches into Indonesia and some of the Far East countries, which now a lot of Muslims are practicing Islam. So Islam never went there by force, but it went by those who are Muslims, those who are representing Islam the way it is, those who are carrying the message of Islam. And then when they went there, people see it, and then by seeing them and the way they are behaving and their, you know, good manners, they become a Muslim. So each and everyone who is a Muslim, especially those who are in the Western countries, they need to represent Islam as it is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it into Prophet Muhammad. And also Prophet Muhammad is saying that, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Just reach those who are non-Muslims. Give the da'wah, even one verse. So that we have to equip ourselves by the proper etiquette, by proper knowledge, and a good representing Islam and become ambassadors of Islam, so that we can share our neighbors, we can share our co-workers, we can share our classmates into the beautiful religion of Islam.
I'm here with the brothers here in Columbus, Ohio. Ask a Muslim if you have any fears, apprehensions, anything you want to know about Islam. Ask a Muslim and get those things cleared up in your mind. And we'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.